for the generations. And so to do that, yes, we need money, and that's just the reality of it. And so this week is praying that God will just provide everything that we need. And that's what the Bible says, that God will provide according to His riches, not our own. So we don't need to worry that, you know, I don't have a good enough job or I don't have lots of money to give. But like the Word says that He will provide according to His riches. And so I just want to pray over that right now, and I encourage you to pray about that this week and think about if you want to do fasting and things like that, so that we really make a focus of these prayer things this month and use it as a real powerful time. So God, just thank you for your provision, God, and it's not anything of ourself, but it's of you, God. And because, and God, that you are just really rich, God, and you just have so much, and there is no limit to what you can provide. And so God, we just thank you for that, and we declare that, and we ask God that you would just provide in miraculous ways. God, I pray that you would open up doors and opportunities for people that they would never thought happened, God, and people that thought that they couldn't really give a lot would just give amazingly, God, and you would just bless them incredibly. And God, you would just put your hand on the plans that people have, God, and the ideas that people have, but more than that, God, that you would just speak your word into people's hearts about what they should be doing. And God, thank you that as a church, we will do this, we will achieve this, because you will do it, God. And so, God, we thank you for that, and just pray your provision and your blessing. Amen. All right. Welcome to Explosion. It's very good that all of you are here. I just really feel like, I don't know, I feel like I really, Sunday nights, I really want it to be a place where, you know, you don't want to miss out. And you make sure that you get here, because like you, otherwise you're going to miss out on something. And I don't think that's going to be like really good songs or like some impressive preaching or something like that. But it's going to be the Spirit of God, and it's going to be God speaking stuff into your heart, and you're going to go home thinking, I'm glad I came tonight, because God spoke something powerful into my life. And if I hadn't been at church, if I hadn't been at Explosion, then that wouldn't have happened. And so I just thank you, everyone, for being here. You guys know that, and that's why you're here. So that's awesome. And so really this week, I'm going to kind of do the second half of my message last week, because I didn't really get to half of it, and that's going to be good. And just talking about vision and what God's got, and I just have such a big vision for this year, for youth and for young adults, and just know that God is going to do just amazing things that we have never seen before. And I'm believing for uni students to just come to know God, and I'm believing for young people just to, you know, devote themselves to God's word and to spending time with Him and to living lives that honor Him, and that as we do that as a group of people, that we will see that multiply. And so there is just so much in store for us this year, and I don't know if there's something, I don't know, it feels like there's something different about this year, and I don't just say that like as a thing, I actually mean that, and I really feel like God is going to do something incredible if we will do it with Him, if we will devote ourselves, if we will do the things that we need to do to put ourselves in the place for God to use us. Because like, we can sit back all year and just go, yeah, okay, God, do something, but I'm just going to sit here. But that's not how the church is built. And the church is built by people who will put their hands to the plow and not look back. It's built by people who will just give of their all and give of their best to do what God has called them to do. And I'm excited about just the possibility of a church that does that. And I think that we have that in us to do, and we're going to do it. And you better be with the program, because it's going to be amazing, and you'll be sorry if you weren't at the end of this year. I believe that. I just really feel like God's going to bless the faithfulness. I said this last week, but the faithfulness of everybody who builds our church. And I don't know, it's people who just sow week in, week out and don't see much for it are going to start to see stuff for it. And I just think about so many people, and I know like we always talk about people who give so much, and so I don't want to keep doing that forever, but like there are just so many people in the life of our church who give and give and give, and God's going to bless that, and He's going to use that, and He's going to reward that faithfulness. And that is how the kingdom of God is built. It's not built by like big shows or like dramatic things or you know, anything like that, but it's built by people who just devote themselves every day to just building the kingdom of God. Amen. And so, you know, I think that's what we are going to do, and that's what we can do, and that's God's just going to do something amazing, amen. So I'm going to pray again before we keep going. God, I just thank you for your presence here with us tonight. God, I thank you that you have a word for each of us. And God, you've put a word on my heart. And God, I pray that you would just help me to not be in the way of that, God, but that you would just speak, God, that you would show every person here tonight something from your word, God, that you would speak powerfully to every single one of us, God, and show us the things that you have called us to do. And God, that we wouldn't just sit down and think, oh, that's a nice idea, but God, we would go about the things that you've told us to. We would get up, like Josh said, we would get up early and do the things that you have called us to do. And so, God, I just pray that you would just bless this time that we have together and just speak to us through your word. Amen. I love what Josh said. I love that Abraham got up early. I think if, you know, like when you've got a job that you don't want to do, you get up late. Like, and you put it off and you procrastinate. And obviously, Abraham did not want to do this thing that God had told him to do, but he gets up early and he does it. And that's just amazing. And I think we could learn a lot from that. All right, here we go. So, I think if we want to see everything that God's got for us this year, then it's going to take all of us to do it. Not just some of us with some of us watching. You know, you can't build a church from your seat. It doesn't work. We need, every single one of us needs to be more than conquerors and getting about what God has called us to do and doing the things that he's put there and serving where there's a need. I think that we can over-spiritualize serving in church sometimes. And we come to a vision week and it's like, oh God, what is your vision for me? I think I maybe need to spend the next year thinking about maybe what you want me to do, and probably just to be safe, I shouldn't do anything until I've got that, because I wouldn't want to do the wrong thing. But that's not how church works. You know, it's really, really simple. There is a lot of stuff to do, and we are all called to do it together. And so it doesn't have to be complicated. It doesn't have to be super spiritual. It's just God says, go and make disciples. So let's do that, and let's build his church, and let's just get about it. And there are things that need doing every week and every day, and there are things that need doing that we don't even know need doing yet. So we need to just keep getting into it and doing stuff so that we release new things, yeah? Because it's not until we've filled all the gaps and done all the things that we already know we want to do that we'll be able to do the things that we haven't even thought of yet. So like each and every single one of us needs to get on our heart what God's calling us to do. But more than that and simpler than that, just get in and do the stuff that's around you, yeah? And that's when we'll see like new ministries open and new life groups and new initiatives when we would just be awake to the needs around us and just go, yeah, there's something that needs doing, and so I'm just going to do it, yeah? You know, in Romans 12, Paul is talking to the Roman church and he says, just as each of us has a body with many members and these members do not have all the same function, so in Christ we, though many, form one body and each member belongs to all the others. We have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. If your gift is prophesying, then prophesy in accordance with your faith. If it's serving, then serve. If it's teaching, then teach. If it's to encourage, then give encouragement. If it's giving, then give generously. If it's to lead, do it diligently. If it is to show mercy, do it cheerfully. I love that Paul just says, if your gift is this, then do this. It's like, if you have this gift, then do it. Don't sit there and go, well, I did the survey and it says that I'm gifted to serve. And so that's fantastic. I might just put this survey on the wall and look at it and thank God for the gifts that he has given me. But it's not about that. It's about just, you know, if your gift is to serve, then serve. Just do it. It's not, you know, if we want to like see stuff happen, then we need to make stuff happen. And, you know, it's like, we get the thing that God has for us and the thing that he has graced us to do. And when all of us get that, then the whole body is built. And we need everybody to do it to build the body, yeah? Now, we need to think about, like, what's the thing that God has gifted you to do? What's the thing that God has called you to do and given you a talent for? Because every one of us has been brought into this house for a reason. Nobody is here by mistake. Nobody walked into the wrong church building and was like, oh, whoops, I meant to go somewhere else. Like, this is where God has planted you. This is where God has put you. And so the gifts that you have are needed to build this church. Because, like, God, he doesn't make mistakes. He doesn't do accidental. You have been put here and called to be here for a purpose, and the things that you have been gifted to do need to be done so that this house will be built and God's house will be built. Amen. This is not a complicated thing. And then I don't know, further than that, and I know we probably talk about this a lot, but I want to just do it anyway. If you don't feel like you have gifts, which everybody has gifts, then look for a need to fill, and then just do it. I was thinking about my life and kind of thinking that if someone came up to me and they asked me, you know, people say, oh, like, who are you? Or like, what do you do? And kind of the things that you do are kind of what you would say you are. So someone says, oh, who's Andrew? He's like, oh, like, I'm a drummer, I'm a designer, I'm a youth pastor. You know, sometimes the jobs that you do kind of define the person that you are. They don't, but you know what I mean. But I was thinking about that and how, you know, it may surprise some of you, but I wasn't actually born with drumsticks. It wasn't actually like a thing that happened from the womb. You know, it was just that we needed a drummer in church, and so I started playing. It's just that we needed some stuff done, so I started, like, learning how to use Photoshop. I don't know. It's just like there was a need in ministry, so you start to lead and to serve. It's not complicated. And who knows, like, where that will take you? Who knows where, like, your decision to just serve in the house of God will take you places that you could never expect. Like, honestly, the things that you do for the kingdom of God will bless you. Jesus says, if you will give and you will give up these things and you will serve me, that you'll be blessed in this world and in the next. And for me, I think that means, like, you know, because of the things that, like, you get what I'm saying, and I'm not trying to sound like I'm good or something. I'm just saying, you just serve. Because I just kind of did stuff when I was young, you know, that actually got me, like, a career and a job. Like, it's not, and that's not even in the church. Like, and so, I don't know. You get it? Sometimes we're so worried about whether, like, if I serve too much in church, then that will affect my life. But your life is not separate to your church. Your life is not separate to your faith. That is your life. I mean, maybe that sounds weird, but think about it. Like, God doesn't want you just to have a religious observance. He wants a relationship with you and a life with you. And so he's going to use the things that he's called you to do, and he's not going to leave you stranded. I don't understand this thinking of God that if I give to God, somehow I will be worse off. Do you know God? It does not make sense to me. Because God's promise is that if we would seek Him, that He would give everything that we need. That if we would put Him first, that He would meet all of our needs. And so, you know, you can trust God's promise. You can trust God's word. And so just do it. The point there, I think, was not to worry about stuff, but just to do it. And if you see something, do it. And who knows where God will lead you. And who knows what God will do with that. Amen. And there are so many, like, I'm not just talking about me. And please don't get that. There are so many people here that God has just used when they have been willing to serve. I remember Luke starting guitar and playing, like, with his guitar not even turned on in church. And then you look at today and now, and like, the album is almost done and the songs are amazing. And it's just, God just blesses when you serve. And I don't know, like, Adrian was like, no, I'm not a bass player. And now he's, like, the best bass player in the world. And it's just like, that's sort of it's just amazing. Like, when you're just willing to serve, then God will use you. And it's just amazing. You know, there's heaps of people, like, all of you here, doing amazing stuff. It's great. And so I don't want to keep, yeah, I know I just did point out people, but you get what I'm saying. I'm going to keep moving. You know, the body, in that passage in Romans 12, Paul talks about the body. And I think sometimes we can get caught thinking that, like, the body of Christ is this religious term. But it's not a religious term. It's actually a picture of how the church is designed to function. It's actually an image of the way we are supposed to live our lives and the reality of life with Jesus. It's a design, a plan for how we can live as a body, as a group of believers who are here called according to His purpose to do good works. So it's about is the reality of how we are supposed to live, yeah? So I honestly believe that if we want to fulfill the corporate vision for 2012, and like as a church, like the things that together we have a vision for, then we need to fulfill the personal vision that God has for each of us. Because we are all part of the body, and each of us has to do the thing that God has called us to do so that the whole body is built up, yeah? And the best thing about that, well, one of the best things about that is that not only does the church get built up, but your life gets built up as well. God will bless you and honor you as you build His church. That's just an amazing thing. You know, it's not about doing your own thing. It's like, well, I feel like God's calling me to do this, and so I'm going to ignore what everybody else says, and I'm going to ignore what the leaders have told me to do, and I'm going to ignore the needs that are in our church, and I'm going to go off on my own because God has anointed me, and He's put this calling on me. Like, that's not what I'm talking about, yeah? It's not about doing your own thing, but it's about seeking God for the part that you're supposed to play in His church. It's not about us. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's about God and what He wants to do. You know, it's about loving God and loving people. It's about living His purpose. I really like that when we talk about this, and the mission and the vision of our church is never to fulfill our purpose, but to fulfill His purpose. And that's what it has to be about. It can't be about our own. Mum, a couple of weeks ago, was talking about a thread being sewn in to the fabric, and it's such a great image and such a strong word for people that, you know, a thread by itself does not do much, and a thread by itself is weak, and a thread by itself is not very interesting, but together when the thread is sewn into the fabric, it is amazing, it's beautiful, it's useful, it can do so much, yeah. And fabric sewn together is used for so many things, and we're all glad that fabric gets sewn together so that we can wear clothes. We're glad for things that are sewn together all the time. Everything is sewn together, like so much stuff, and it's such a powerful picture of how, like, by ourselves and individually, if we go out on our own, we can't do that much. But joined together as a fabric and as a body, like, nothing can stop us, yeah? And it's just amazing. I think in our generation and our culture, there's this really strong independent streak, which is kind of like, I want to do my thing my way, and I want to get mine, and you know, like, I want things for me, and all of the things that we see all the time are all about me, and am I getting what I want, and am I happy, and am I fulfilled, and you know what I mean? Yes. And that's part of our culture, our society, but it's not part of God's culture. And it actually goes against God's culture, because God's culture is self last and others first, yeah, not ourselves first. And I think as a group of people who believe in God and want to serve Him and fulfill His purpose, then we need to actively fight against the culture of our society, and we need to fight it in ourselves, because it's tempting to care more about yourself than what's going on and what God wants to do in the bigger picture, and thinking that the church is like a club where your needs and desires are all met and fulfilled. But that's not church. Church is a body. Church is a family. Church is a missions team. Yeah, church is not like a social club. Church is a mission field. It's a group of people who come together, and on a Sunday, when we come together to be challenged and encouraged and worship together, and then we go out on the mission field together. And that's what church is about. And so we need to get past this thing of thinking that it's all about me and realize that it's all about God, and we just need to fulfill His purpose. Are you with me on this? Everyone with me? It's good. Because every single one of us has something to do, and we need everybody to do the thing that they are called to do. And I'm more and more and more just convinced, and I guess realizing, that if some of us, if only some of us do the things that God has called, then we won't see the fruit that God wants us to see. If mum and dad are the only ones that do the thing that God has put on their heart, then we won't see the vision fulfilled that God has for our lives. And you won't see personally the vision that God has for you if you just care about yourself and just do your own little thing. It's only when all of us get together, and I'm stressing this, and I will stress it, and I don't know, maybe we'll talk about this more and more, because I feel like every single one of us needs to get to the point where we can give to God our best and our first, and we can just get about serving His purpose and His calling. And when we do that, God is going to take us places we've never been before. He's going to show us things and do things that we haven't seen, and we will see things in our city that we have never seen before, and we will see things in our workplace, in our university, in our schools, that will just blow our minds because we get about God's purpose, amen. And I want to stir like faith in our heart and vision, and it's vision week, and so it's about getting a little bit excited. Like, it's okay to get excited about what God wants to do, yeah? It's not just hype, it's real. It's God moving in an amazing way and believing in faith that God is going to do something. I loved what Dad shared this morning about a good report and a word from the Lord, and how we can get that in our hearts and not listen to negativity, not listen to anybody that would put it down or put us down or try and discourage us, but listen to the plan and the purpose and the faith-filled vision of God. Yeah, man. Get people around you that will speak faith and vision into your heart, that will help you do the things that you've called to do. Amen. And it is, let's do this together. I think that's what I got, basically. But, you know, my vision this year is that every one of us would start to move in the things that God has graced us for. That every single one of us would start to do the things that God has called us to do. That every single person would play their part. That it wouldn't just be some people. That it wouldn't just be a few. That it wouldn't be, like, we wouldn't be a church where some people try really hard and then some people, like, everybody tries hard, but it wouldn't be a church where, you know, some people feel like they can never do the things that God's called them to and never achieve that thing that they feel like they could have and are always living in discouragement and disappointment. But a church of people who, by faith, live the way God has called them to live and in the power of God do things that they never thought they could do. And we can do that, and all of us can do that, and I'm including every single person, everyone who listens to the podcast, and everybody who's not here. Like, each and every single one of us can do that, amen? Good. I hope you believe me. I'm not just making that up. All right. I really honestly believe we'll see bigger things this year than we've ever seen before. But I do think that it's going to take all of us doing the things that God has called us to do, and all of us playing our part, yeah, living our part of the body, amen. I'm going to pray. God, thank you so much for everything that you've got planned for this year and for these people, God. Thank you for this time and this place and these people right here, God, that you are speaking to. And God, I thank you that every single one of us has a part to play, that not one of us is left out, not one of us has missed out, not one of us is not good enough, God, but every single one of us is here to be used by you and has been planted here for a purpose, God. God, I thank you that nobody is here by mistake. Nobody is here by accident, God, but that you are going to use every single person for your plan and your purpose if we would let you, God. And so, God, tonight we just really give ourselves to you, God. We thank you for your vision and your purpose, and we thank you for this year. And God, we want to dedicate ourselves right now to you and to your purpose, God, that you would use us for your glory, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, God. I just want to pray that in faith. So I don't know, maybe if you want to stand or raise your hand or just do whatever you want. And let's just pray this as a word of faith together, that we would just be used by God in a way that we've never seen before. God, I thank you for every person here. God, I thank you for everyone whose hearts are open, who want to be used by you. God, that you would use us in a way that we have never seen before. God, no matter how young or how old we are, God, that you would use us in a new way, God, that we would be your vessels, that you would just do amazing things in us and through us, God, and that, God, we would just serve you with our whole hearts and our whole lives, God, and you would build your church, God. God, that we would be used by you to build your kingdom. Thank you, God. God, thank you that it's not about us, that it's not about our purposes or our agendas, God, but it's about your purpose and your vision. So God, I pray that you would just put it deep in our heart, God, and there would not be a time, any time this year, God, where we forget that that's what it's about, but that we would constantly humble ourselves before you, God, and let you use us for what you want to do, God. God, I thank you for so many people whose hearts are open. God, for an amazing group of people who love you, love each other, and just want to do what you've called us to do, God. Thank you that you've just placed us in this church and in this group of people, God. And God, I just thank you for every person that's here. I thank you for every person that you've put around me, God, and around us, for the family of believers, God, that are called to build your church. God, thank you for everything you've got for this year. God, I just thank you for the vision that you're putting in our hearts, the things that we can see, the things that we haven't even thought of yet, God. And God, I thank you that as we come into the 20th year of City Life, that we would not get caught reminiscing, God, but we would think about the next 20, the next 200, God, that we would be just full of faith and vision, and that, God, above all, you would use us for your purpose. Amen. Thanks, guys.